as a warming up exercise, as you will remember that we did this Gemara of Bola Matzah Yotza Bola Morah La Yotza Bola Matzah Morah Yirei Matzah Yotza Yirei Morah La Yotza. And that is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. We've got two versions. The one is that of Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the other is that of Rashi. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, like the Rashi, you remember, said, Yedei Morer is Yotze. Milton, I'm afraid you weren't here last week, so you missed this. All right, you just have to get on, and you'll soon get into it. Rashi says Morer is also Yotze because he does get the taste of Morer. And we said that that the Rashbam learns like the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Matzah is not Yotzo, and we pointed out that in the Rashbam he uses the word memarir piv, that we want much more than just having the taste of Morer. We want that his whole mouth should be filled with the bitterness of it, because one tastes not only with one's tongue, but one stakes with the whole of mouth, one's mouth is all absorbed in the question of chair. Even the sides of the cheek, all that, one tastes with all that, you see, and one wants all that. We have a little bit more about it. But it was Mark who gave me great pleasure at last week's here when he asked the question. I told him that Rishonim asked that question. And Mark said, how can we paskin that matzo and moro, if we eat them together, matzo and moro, how can we say the matzo is yetze, the moro is not yetze? The moro, we learned in the previous page, is mevatil the matzo, so you can't have the matzo. Mevatil the matzo. So, I told him that the Rishonim do it, and the first Rishon that deals with it, and the runs is exactly the same thing, is a Tosfos. We will do that Tosfos as a warming up exercise. Yedei matzah yotze, yedei moro lo yotze. You all got the place. Yedei matzah yedei moro lo yotze. Lance, have you got the place?
Yeah.
Yedei matzah yotze, yedei moro lo yotze. The Im Tomer asks Tosfos, given she'ein b'moro ze mitzvah mi d'rabbono, that this moro has not got a mitzvah mi d'rabbono. Barry, I would like to hear from you what that means. But moral is a mitzvah midrabbonu bisman hazeh. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there is a Korban Pesach, it's a mitzvah d'araisa. That's what we learn. In today, when we haven't got a Beis HaMikdash, it is a mitzvah d'rabbonu. So how can Tosfos say, in term of given she'ein moro ze mitzvah d'rabbonu, that this moral hasn't got
a mitzvah.
How, why hasn't it even got a mitzvah d'rabbonon?
Since we don't have the Pesach anymore.
So it's not a mitzvah d'araisa, but a mitzvah d'rabbonon is. You know, we learned it. The Rashbam says it's speaking where he hasn't tasted matzah and he hasn't tasted moro before.
How could it be that it's not a mitzvah to Rabbanan to eat them together?
No. He ate matzah and he ate moro together. Very simply, the Gemara says, "Bola matzah u'moro, bola matzah u'moro, yedei matzah yotze, yedei maro moro lo yotze." So is he Yetzer Midrabonon or isn't he? Not even Midrabonon, so it even isn't even a mitzvah drabonon. It's not Yetzer at all.
I didn't follow that.
He's not even Yetzer Midrabonon.
Why? I didn't follow.
If a person swallows matzo and moro, what does the Gemara say? Bola matzo or moro.
Oh, just yede
matzo yotzo, yede moro le yotzo. So he isn't even Yetzer the matzo at all because he's got a moro. Because he's got to have the taste of moro.
Oh, you're saying just swallowing, not eating.
Swallowing, yes.
Now, this would only hold according to Rashbam, right? It says that if you swallow
the moro. That's right, Rashbam and the Rashi.
According to Rashi, you couldn't say
yes, but Tosfos learns the same as the Rashbam and the Rashi.
Okay.
Tosfos learns the Rashi is a bit of a plea.
The
surprise. Yes, pele, surprise, but surprise. Plia, pele, from pele. Plia, diplo is all the same word, you see. So, excuse me, that's the intermit also given to Embabon as a mitzvah midrabonon. It's not, Barry, have you got the idea? It's not even a mitzvah drabonon, so what is it? It's a reshus. It's only a reshus. And we had before, we had in the previous paragraph, if a drabonon is mevatel deraisa, a reshus is certainly mevatel deraisa. Li bottle moral lahai matzah de bahadei, let the moral be mevatel the matzah that is within. Shlomer answers Tosfos de Lochaich. Bitul elokeshe loason yachad. Bitul is only when he chewed it together. The oz mevatel tam echod es chavero. Then the tam of the moral is mevatel the tam of the matzah. Avokeshe heim shleimim. But if they go down into his tummy whole pieces, that means that they never mix. Afilu ye ye yosim echavero le mevatel. Even if there is more moral than there is matzah, the moral is not mevatel the matzah. They two separate entities. They go down in his tummy and they are in his tummy and they remain in his tummy as two separate entities. How can you say the one is mevatel the other?
So would it be correct to say this then, according to putting the Rashbam and Tosfot together? Lahatchila, we should taste matzah. That's a Rashbam.
Yes.
B'di'eved, we can be yotzei matzah if we don't taste it.
That's right.
However, if we taste the matzah but get the wrong taste with maror, then we're not yotzei.
That's right.
Which is why chewing it together would mean you're not yotzei, but if you swallow it together, you don't taste the matzah at all together.
Right.
And then
you've got to know another thing. Yeah. You've got to know another thing. What happens, I was once asked, what happens, how should I put it? Let us say, you know, in America they do all sorts of things that they don't do anywhere else in the world. Let us say a man, he makes tasteless matzah. You don't have to have the tam matzah. Moral, he'd like to make tasteless moral too. But he can't, you've got to have the tam moral. So he can't make tasteless moral. But now he makes tasteless matzah. And his coach has got an OU on it. What else do you want? Tasteless matzah. So, and it shows you the quality thing you don't need, you don't have to have. That's no good. It's that no, even with the evidence, no good. The taste of matzah it must have. The only thing is you don't have to get the taste, but it's, otherwise it's not matzah. The taste of matzah it's got to have, that you mustn't forget. The taste of matzah it must have. But you don't have to have that. Taste of matzah it must have, otherwise it's not matzah. So if he wants to make tasteless matzah, it's no good.
But he's capable of being tasteless.
Yes. Even if he's got the hechsher of, what are the other places?
Okay.
He was supposed to. That's no good. It's not kosher. It might not be chometz, but it's a... John, have you got the idea? So it's got to have the taste of matzah. Right, now let us go further.
I've got one slight problem.
Only one, yes, what's that?
How do we set what the taste of matzah is? As I was growing up, the only matzah we had was always tasteless. So now you're...
Well, you're in trouble for the part.
Yeah, I know. But how do we say this matzah falls within what we're going to say is the matzah taste?
Of course matzah's got a taste. It's got a very, very definite taste. I mean, I can feel the taste now.
I've had different types of matzah, and they taste different. Right. One, the Israeli matzah, the round one that's real thin, it had much less flavor than the bigger one that you get, the square ones, the machine-made ones. 100%
whole wheat.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's a different thing. That's a different thing, but matzah's got a taste. It can vary slightly.
The question
was,
how do you know which taste is the
most
taste? Right. How do you know the correct taste?
How do you establish that? You see, it's what you call it. It's the taste of unleavened bread. It's the taste, it's possible that if the bread in one country tastes different from the bread in another country, it's very possible. The wheat is a different wheat, a different texture, it's possible to taste differently. That doesn't matter, but it's bread. It's a bread with a taste of bread. You can't tell me that in Hawaii, the bread that you eat there tastes like pineapples. You can't tell me. I won't believe a story like that. You could say it tastes best, but it doesn't taste like pineapples. That can't be. Right. Now let's get to that. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi. Into the Gemara. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi. Matzo lifnei kol echod ve'echod. Says Rav Shimi Barashi. Now, don't forget, we are back into the days of the Gemara. And in the days of the Gemara, the way the people used to eat in respectable homes, there were divans, and in front of each divan, there was the equivalent today of what they call lahavdil, a television table. They've got a TV table. They've got a TV table, but it was much lower. The legs were much shorter. So it was like a tray, a takka. It was like a tray. And the master of the house had before him a little more elaborate. So each one had a takka before him, sort of a television table. And the master of the house also had a shulchan before him, but it was a little bit more elaborate. So we are back to those days. Omer Rav Shimi Barashi said, Rav Shimi Barashi, matzo lifnei kol echod ve'echol. There is matzah before each person. Moror lifnei kol echod ve'echol. There is moror before each person. Vachroses lifnei kol echod ve'echol. And there is charoses before each person. Ve'ein okrin es ha'shulchon elo lifnei misha omer agodo. But the table is not removed excepting before the person who says the Agoda. That is the way Rav Shimi Barashi said it should be done. Glenn, are you with me?
Yes.
Is this removed at the time, or one dipping and the other dipping?
Immediately after the first dipping, okay, which we had before.
Right.
Immediately after the first dipping. Rav Huna Omar said, Rav Huna, Kulu Nami Nisnei Misha Omer Agoda. Rav Huna said, all of them is only before the person who says the Agoda. So he says the matzah and the moro and the charoses is only before the person who says the Agoda. On his table before him, v'hilchosok Rav Huna. And the law is like Rav Huna. Now, how do we do it? We've got the ka'oro. Don't forget, we've got a big table today. And with a big table, there's another din. Of course, you can't go and remove a big table. So what do? We've got what is known as a ko'oro. What is the ko'oro? How do you call it? The Seder plate, I think they call it. We call it the Seder plate, and on the Seder plate, we've got the matzah, we've got the moro, we've got the charoses, we've got the zroa, that is the shank bone, and we've got the beitz, or we've got the egg. And we've got the salt water, there's there the parsley, we've got the parsley there, we've got everything on the ko'oro. How many, have we got a ko'oro in front of each person?
No.
Daniel? Only in front of the person who says the Agoda. So like whom do we paskin? We paskin like Rav Huna, and that's what it says, v'hilchos the Rav Huna. So we've got the ko'oro only in front of the person who has said it. Ask, yes?
Where is the word only?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. It says, Ravuno Omer Kuleu, all of them, Nami Lifnei Misha Omer Agoda. That word Nami is a word that if it stands by itself means also. If it stands together with E, it be inami, it means all.
Or.
Inami, all. If it can also mean only. Ravuna omer kulu nami lifnei misha omer agoda. All of them before the one who says the agoda.
All of them meaning the.
All of them.
Matzah,
moro, charoses, all of them only before the one who says the Agoda.
Can't it also mean also in the sense that if you look at the previous,
yes,
the way Rav
Shimon
Barashi ends,
yes, yes,
that you don't remove it, the shulchan only in front of the person. Yes. And the Dr. Funa says,
Kulu nami. In addition, that you own only out of it. Very
Kulu
good.
Nami, listen to me, Shomer.
Excellent. Ravuna, Glenn, you hear what...
He says,
on that which Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, that one removes the table only, elo, only from before the person who says viagodo, says Ravuna, and all of these items, matzah, morin, chavos, says also, is only before the person who says, excellent, thank you very much. The hilchus of Ravuna, and the deen is like Ravuna. Asks the Gemara, no more ukri. What's matter?
How could we be adding that when Rav Shimon Bar Ashi said that everyone has all of his items?
Yes, Rav Ishi says it's before everyone, but one removes the table only before him who says the agoda. Says Rav Huna, and the items are only before him before whom the table is removed. Asks the Gemara, Lomo Ukrin et Ashulchan. A good question. The Gemara says, why do we remove the table? Answers the Omer Devei Rabbi Yanai, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, say the school of Rabbi Yanai, Kadesh Yakiru Tinokas Ve'ishal. In order that the Tinokas should recognize it and should ask.
We've had it already.
This is another case. We've had it already. We quoted this Gemara before. That's quite right. I must say, it leaves me hanging very much in midair. Look what it says. Remove the table so that the denokers should ask a question. I've got a better way of making them ask a question. Let the one who says the Agoda stand on his head. I'm sure they'll say, why do you stand on your head? One just ask questions. So what's the idea of asking this? It's got to have a question that's it's connected with it.
But that way you can start explaining about the different things in the play. It leads you into
talking
about
the fact of the things on the plate should make the most those questions.
Yes.
But he may not notice the plate. This way he notices the plate.
Look, he stands on his head. He says, why do you stand on your head? Now we can explain the things that are on the plate. It doesn't make sense. Why do you take away the table? Now we can understand. It doesn't skepsachnit, as they say. It doesn't stink. We'll have to see what it means. We'll have to find out what it means. Now we've got Abaya Habe Yosef Kamei de Rabo. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabo. Chozer de Komadli Tako Mi Kamei. Yes, the word Tako. What does the word Tako mean? Tray. What? Tray. Habe Yosef. So Abaya was sitting in front of his teacher Rabo. Chozer de Komadli Tako Mi Kamei. He saw that they took away the table from before him. From before whom? From before Rabbo, not from before himself, from before Rabbo. Omar Lehu, he said to him, Adayin Loko Achlinon, we haven't yet eaten. Osu Koma Akri Takumi Kamon, they come and they take away the taco from before us. Why does he say from before us? Because the Ka'ora is only, they passed in like Ravuna, is only in front of his teacher. Omar lay Rabo said Rabo Patras son Miloma Manishtana. You have freed us from saying Manishtana. You've already asked the question. Also difficult to understand. he says, why you take away the tackle? So now we can say Avori mo yilu b'fara v'mitzray. And what about Manishtana lalidi? You don't have to say that. Doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, we always look at the Rishonim. Let us see what the Rishonim have got to say. So we turn to the Rashbam, and we start from Matzo Lifnei Kol Echod VeEchod. Have you got the place? It is six lines from the longest lines in the Rashbam. Don, has Robert got it? Minog Shelohen Hoyu, their Minog was Lehosev Al Hamitos, to recline on the divans. Behoyu Shulchon Lifnei Kol Echod Ve'Echod, there was a table before each one. Hilkoch Tzorich Matzu Moro Lifnei Kol Echod Ve'Echod. Therefore, it's necessary to have Matzah and Moro before each one. Al Shulchono, on his table. Says the Rashbam, Avo Ledidon, but for...
On his table.
Yeah.
The table before each one.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Avo Ledidon, but with us, ain't sorry. It's not necessary. Ki im lifnei mi she ose ha-seder, v'hu yach lez lechol echod matz omoro. But with us, it isn't necessary excepting before him who makes the Seder, and he divides it, and he distributes it before Matzo and Moro to each one. Now, is the Rashbam speaking according to Rav Shimi Barashi, or is he speaking according to Rav Huna? But if this is Matzo Lifnei Kol Echod Ve'Echod, that is, he's speaking according to Rav Shimi Barashi. So what he's saying is, but with us, even according to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, with us we only need one ka'ora.
Right.
So the reason why they need a ka'ora on each one, because each one has got his own separate table. So each one's got his own separate table, they don't join together. That's what Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says.
So each one has his own
hagadah. But if we've got only one table, as we have only one table, even Rav Shimi Bar Ashi will say that you only need one ka'ora. Yes, Robert? Ka'ora, a plate, a dish. We call the plate. John, have you got the idea? And that is the difference between Rav Shimi and Bar Ashi. Rav Huna says, no. Rav Huna says, even in their times where they have separate tables, you only need one because all the tables join together.
Yeah.
That's what Rav Huna says.
Because it sounds like otherwise the other people would not be Yotzi, the person leading the...
Well, it's okay, but that is the way it would say.
Is the reason for the change to big tables purely technical?
That is it was purely technical. We live differently.
I mean, they weren't able to build big tables out before?
No. It was because they lived in countries where that was the way, and we moved over to different countries. And we eat differently, and that was perfectly normal.
You wouldn't say it's a Yerigata the road for dog?
I don't think so. Let's look a little bit further in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam still speaks about it. Ve'ein oker es ha-shulchon, she-mitzvohi la-kor es ha-shulchon. To remove the table, that is a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. That we've got to do. We've got to remove the table. Kidla kamon, as it explains further on, ki heichi delevi kehere keiro leti nokas, that there should be hekeiro, that the little one should notice it. The hani mili lidi do, says Rashbam, and these words are for them. The havaluhu shulchan kotun liflei misha omerad godo. Levado v'cheinuchol echod, because there was a table before him who said the Agoda, and that table was for himself only. V'cheinuchol echod, and so for each one had a table, and that table was for that person only. Avol onu, but we mesalkin esak oro shebo matzu moro shnei tavchidin. He says, but with us, we don't have to take away the whole table, because this table belongs to everybody. And even in the time of the Gemara, they took away the table only from the person who said it. If we are going to take away the table, we are taking the table away from everybody. So says the Rashbam, and all the Rishonim say the same, that it is enough that if there's the head of the table, mind you guys, it's a full table. So they would take the ka'ora and put it at the end of the table.
Move from one end to the other.
Move it away and put it aside, and then bring it back again, you see. And that is the equivalent of Akira Pashulchani their days.
Mm.
No. They just moved it. That is it. And Daibachach, it's enough. Since the Rashbam, and that is enough. Yes?
Akira Pashulchani, are we talking about removing the table or removing the car up?
No. He says, in our case, to remove a big table. You know what it means?
Right.
So what we do is, we remove the Ka'ora. But he says you don't have to take the Ka'ora out, you just move it down the table.
Okay. Because Rashi says on the Inorganis of Shulchan, he says, ain't sort of like Biakara.
That's another thing we're coming to now. That's another thing.
How is this affecting the Tinoka? What are we doing here? We're going to move the plates down from one end to the other?
Yes.
We're still going to make the mass.
Move it down the other. We learned to the previous census, and then what do? And then move it back again. So the Tina says, you know, I might be foolish, but I'm not stupid. What's all this about? You move the dish away because you don't need it anymore. Fine. But why do you bring it back? You bring it back because you still need it. Then don't move it away. It just doesn't make sense, he says. So he asks the question.
What's the talking?
Remove. Masalkin is removed, yes. Yes. V'dai lo nebechach. Says Rashi, in Rashbam, now this, you'll understand that piece of Rashi from this Rashbam. V'yesh enoedi nagbiya etzakoro ala kav, umotzi na bosor mina ka'ora. V'lav milzeh. There are those who lift up the ka'ora on the kav, that is on the... Lift up the Ka'ora like this, and when they lift up the Ka'ora, they remove the shank bone. And yes, now I don't want to do this little piece with you, because this still comes up in the Gemara later on. And then otherwise I've got to interrupt and go through the whole... Seder with you to explain certain things.
What's a cup?
I mean, pardon? Cup is the palm of the hand.
Oh, okay.
You see, the palm of the hand, yes. You lift it up, you see, that's a proper lifting up. It's not like this, but lifting up like this. Right? Now, yes. Avol Okrin HaKa'ora, a little bit further on. Avol Levichoch Ein Tzorich Lahutzi Mimena Atafshin. The Ein Kan Heter Lekina, yes. Avol Okrin HaKa'ora LaGamri, but we pick up the plate completely. V'yanichenu Bekeren Zobis. And we put it away in the corner of the table. Ke'ilu Kvor Ochlo, as if it's already been eaten. A corner.
Okay.
A keren izovis is a right angle corner. That's really what it is. You see, the keren izovis is this right, the edge, right the corner. Yes. I beg your pardon?
When we said Aval Okran Akira Legamri?
Yes.
It's three lines from the bottom, right in the middle.
Yeah,
Aval Okran Akira Legamri. Says Rashbam. Aval Okran Akira Legamri. But we pick up the plate completely. V'yani chenu v'keren zovis. Put it in a corner. Ke'ilu kevor ochle. As if you'd already eaten it. Kadesha Yakira Tinok, in order that the Tinok should recognize it, the Hishal, and he should ask the Dobil Akira Shulchan, because this is like Akira Shulchan. And the Rashbam is very worried about it, you see. He says it's the equivalent of Akira Shulchan. You mustn't think that we are doing away with Akira Shulchan with removing the table, because that's an essential, that's the thing, you've got to do it. We're not allowed not to do it. But he says, this is the same as removing the table. Because we remove the table, not because the table must be removed and it happens by chance that the ka'ora, that the dish is on the table. That's not the reason. It's that we remove the dish But since the table is so small, it's easier to remove the whole table and take it away. So consequently, if we are on a big table, then it's easier to take the dish away, not to take the whole table away. Got it? So it's not difficult, you see.
Are we still doing this today? I know
exactly what you're saying. I know exactly.
Should we still be doing it if we're not doing it?
We're going to have a look at the Mishnah, actually, at the Shulchan Aruch in a few minutes' time. All right? And then we'll just see how it works. Strictly according to the deed. And the people in the congregation enjoy inviting him because they know that he gets a lot of pleasure out of them. So, he stood a very long Shemana Esra. All right. 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes, right. But his Shemana Esra started off with 8 minutes and it was already standing to 11 and I could see it was going to be 20 minutes if I didn't stop it. So I spoke to him and I said to him very nicely, and he understood it very well. I said, "I see you stand a very long Shemana Esra." He said, "Yes." I said, "I'm sure you do because you want to concentrate." He said, "Yes, I studied in Yeshiva. He studied in Yeshiva for a few months. And my Rosh Hashiva stood a long Shemana Esra." I was just standing a long Shemana Esra. I said, "Right, in Yeshiva it's all right. You can't afford that luxury. If you want to stand the long Shemana Esra, then you mustn't daven. Then daven on your own. On your own you can stand half an hour. For the greatest of pleasure, nobody's standing one of you. But this is a tircho de tziburo. You can't afford that. If you daven for the tzibur, then you've got to hurry. You can't have it both ways. If you want to have your cake and eat it, such a luxury, then you can't daven before the tzibur. This is a tircho de tziburo. When you daven for the tzibur, you've got to take into consideration the tzibur. See that it's not too long. You've got to do that, yes?
Is it possible to go the other way and daven too fast?
But of course.
And be a hardship on the tzibur?
Of course it's a hardship on them. Of course it'll be very careful not to do that. But if you're standing and the tzibur is waiting for you, the rov hasn't got the right to do that. To daven along Shemana Esra because the tzibur is waiting for him. You want to daven along Shemana Esra, you can't be a rov. But if you're a rov, you've got to take into consideration your tzibur. That is a tircho de tziburo. And that is the point that is made by Tosfos. He said the reason is a tircho. It's a tircho yesero. It's not a tircho de tziburo. It's just a we don't give people all that trouble. You know, the deen doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Glenn. I'm coming to you, Mark.
Consistent with that, inappropriate, but for instance, your davening is slower than the kahal. In our kahal here is used to davening.
Yes.
I think it's had a positive effect on the community in allowing the speed to slow down some. So where do you draw the line between being a tircha and being a positive influence in one way or the other?
Yes.
How do you distinguish that?
Yes. You know, it says, Som tosim olecho melech. You shall put over yourself a melech, but olecho is in the singular sense, not the plural. So every person is his own melech. What is his own melech? He's got to make his own decisions. Therefore, that you, where Hashem is giving you tzeichel and an intellect. And you've got to gauge the position yourself. You follow. And sometimes when I daven at base cities, I ask you not to wait for me. Because I'm not your role. Don't wait for me. And I can at least daven. I don't have to worry. It helps me also, you see. But there are times when you've got to... if I felt that you were davening too fast, then I wouldn't say, don't wait for me. Then I felt I had an obligation to see that I govern slowly, and then you've got some idea of that is not too fast. But to each person, you've got to work that out yourself. And you must know what you are saying. But if you want to have lots of kavonas and all things in your prayer, and you want to get your hakoro from your tefillah, takes a long time to have his bonus, to have his onerous, and to have hakoro. and then to have the whole question of its rapture, and then you want us to test it with its finals, and keep everybody waiting whilst you do all this. Can't do that sort of thing. You can't do that, Stephen. You can't do allow yourself all these luxuries. Fine. Doesn't matter.
The Tosfot said to move the Ka'ara. Is that what's the term for the same place?
Ka'ara.
From the side.
Not from the side, to move it to the side.
To the side. So yes. If it's in the middle of the table, let's say this is a table, we would move it from here to here.
Yes, you see, that's enough.
But the Rashbam says move it from here over to there. It seems almost the inverse, because the Rashbam, who says you only had to move the Ka'ara, he's saying...
No, he didn't say only the Ka'ara. The main thing is to remove the Ka'ara. It's not only the Ka'ara.
Okay, but the reason why they moved the tables, it was just easier.
Of course, it's easier to do it, but the thing is to move the Ka'ara.
So
he meant that it was a proper removal. He says he must remove it.
I guess what I'm saying is the Rashbam said that when they had their individual trays, he seems to be saying saying less than the Tosfot. Tosfot says the Iker is to move the whole table.
He says the Iker is, that's quite right.
And Rashbam says the Iker is not to remove the whole table, but really the
Ka'ara. The Ka'ara's got to be moved.
So it would seem like the Tosfot would want to move today on one table the Ka'ara a longer distance.
But if you just consider that, it works out very easily. When the Rashbam says, he says the main thing is you've got to move the Ka'ara. So if you don't, to move the Ka'ara properly. The main thing is to remove the table, but you can't.
But
just remove the table. Umashi, no, it's not going to sell a kerukal of talik. Three kakiru shulchan. The salik, shneita, kiru, chasak, bo, magri, kochim, the chain, yosef, rabbi, moshe, mea, gorish, magbia, kooro. But leave that alone. When we say zu, kotum, pesach, and so forth. Just leave that. That's the same as the Rashi. Same as the Rashba. The last Tosfos, please. Last Tosfos. Kedeshi Yaki Ratino Pehisha. Says Tosfos Kloma, that means to say, Umitoch Kach Yove Elisha Bishar Devore. And through that he will ask other things too. You follow? He'll say, why do you remove this and then and take it back? So you say, well, you know, we need it for the Seder. So you say, what do we need it for the Seder for? So you say, well, we've still got to dip again. She says, what's this business of dipping now all of a sudden? First of all, we dip, and I thought that was the beginning of the meal we were going to dip. Now you tell me no. We're still going to say the Agoda, then we're going to dip again. That's twice dipping. What's twice dipping? We don't do that. And now, what's all this? The matzah on it. What is all... So the reason we moved the table is... because that opens the way to other questions. That is the point of removing the table. And that is what Tosfos says. Because if he would stand on his head, then the whole thing doesn't follow. It doesn't start a discussion. Follow what I'm saying, Daniel. But if you remove it by saying, why do you bring it back? Because I've still got to say the Agoda. What we've got to explain the whole, we need it for the for saying the Agoda, he says, what you need it for, what's all these things on this plane? Well, he said, you see, this is the charosis, and the more we're still going to dip the more into the charosis, he said, but you already dipped once, what's this? That is difficult to understand. Twice dipping still, and you start then the four questions come, which follows the Sunni in the Gemara.
It seems to me that
Tinochim
were very bright little people to ask these questions. I mean, as I think of this, to have them ask the questions, I pray, you know, that our children will be so bright to ask those questions, but I can imagine what the children must have been like at that time and what kind of questions they
had. I suppose they were bright, but anyway, we'll still come on to this question of asking the question.
Well, it depends on how old the Tinochet is. Mm-hmm.
Kedei sheyakirat tinek v'yishak kelomo v'teuchat yo v'yishu v'shar devorim. Aber bei mir ist es schon ein Lomo, auch in der Schulchan. But we ask the question, Abaya says, why do you take the table out? And we said, and Rabbo said to Abaya, oh, you freed us from asking the four questions now. So we said, well, what does it mean he's free? He hasn't. Says Tosfos, Abul Bamesh Yeshua Lomo Ona Okrin Ashulchan. But that which Abaya asks, why do we remove the table? Lo hi poter mi manishtana. He says he's not potter from manishtana. Vahida Abaya le pirisha Gemara ele techila sheiloso. The Gemara only said what his first question was. So he says when the Gemara said, he asked, why do you remove the table? We haven't even started eating it, and why do you remove it? And Rabbo said, ah, now you freed us from asking that we can see that. He didn't do it like that, Abaya. Abaya said, why do you remove the table? So Rabbo said, why do I remove the table? Abaya said, okay, why did you remove the table and bring it back again? Mamonavshah. Same question. He said, because, said Rabbo, because we've got to say we are good, and we, he said, what do we need? He said, what do you need this plate for the agoda? He said, because of everything that's coming. He said, you know, what is the moron? He said, we've got to dip again. He said, why do you dip twice? The matzah, what's the matzah for? So Abaya asked those questions. It was just, it led up to it from the question, why did we move the table? Since those because he asked the other question. But you can't say that's not necessary to say Manishtana. Manishtana is a Mishnah, you've got to say Manishtana. That is the way it is because the whole.
What's the point of this Gemara? What is it teaching us? I mean, is it trying to tell us that we don't have to say those questions, that if it's brought into the discussion in a generic way that
what the Gemara says is we do these things that the Tinuk should ask. And what happens if the Tinuk doesn't ask?
We
ask the question. What happens if there isn't a Tinuk? What happens if a man and his wife are alone? So his wife asks. What happens if he's all alone? He's all alone. What is he? Ask himself the questions. But ask, you've got to ask. So you can ask another question. You can say, what is the idea of asking the question when you know the answer? What is the idea of asking the question when you know what you've got to ask and you know what the answer is and you know what you've got to give the an answer to the question that you know you've got to ask yourself? Well, what kind of thing is this?
Makes you think about it.
That's a very interesting point, and we'll deal with it when we come to it. Right, let us go on, please. Omar Shmuel said Shmuel. Lechem only kaseh. It says in the Torah, lechem only. Now, what does that word only mean? Are we pardoned? Well, it can come from another word. If it comes from poor, it's from Aleph, Nun, Yud, Oni. It can come from Aleph, Nun, Hay, which means? Ayin, Nun, Hay, thanks. Ayin, Nun, Hay, which means?
Answer.
So it can mean poor and it can mean answer. Because if you say, it says Aleph Nun Aleph Vov Nun Yud. Ayin Vov Nun Yud. If it's only, what is the Vov doing there? If it is Ode, what is the Yud doing there? So in any case, so the Gemara, let's see what the Gemara will say about it. Omar Shmuel Lechem Oni, bread of Oni, says Shmuel. Lechem she'onin olov devorim. It's bread about which you answer many things. If you say, what is this bread? What is this bread? You say, well, what would you say? What answer would you give? What is this bread? What would you say?
Like the bread that means,
We didn't have time.
That's one thing what you could say. What's another thing you could say?
It's the bread we ate in Mitzrayim.
Very good. It's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. So those are two things. So we can say many things about it already. We say many things. So that is what Shmuel says. Lechem she'oni rolov devori. Says the Gemara Tanya Navi Hoki before learned like this also in the Baraisa. Lechem she'oni rolov devori marvei. The Baraisa also says, why is it called lechem? Only from the verb ayin nun hey, which means we say many things about it. Dover acher, another explanation. Lechem only kasim. It's written only. Ma only shedarko bipruso, afkan bipruso. And only eats, you know, and only, we have a loaf of bread. Interesting, I still remember, in the town where I was raised, my mother used to send me to the grocer, to the baker, to get a loaf of bread. And I used to buy a loaf of bread. There were people there that didn't buy a loaf of bread. They bought half a loaf of bread. Didn't have enough for a whole loaf of bread. Didn't have the money. And I remember that there were two things. Sometimes one loaf of bread was sort of made that you could easily break it in half, and that the baker or the broke it in half and he gave it to that person. Another, he couldn't. He used to take a knife and he used to put it in and cut it. So half a loaf of bread, see. A poor person, says the Gemara, Ma oni shedarka bipruso. As an oni, his way is in a piece. Af kan bipruso, also with us there is a piece. What does that mean? If we don't know what it means, we've got to go to the Rishonim. Let us finish this piece of Gemara and then we'll go to the Rishonim. Dover Ache, still another thing. Ma'adarko shel oni hu masik ve'ishto ofer. The way of a poor man is, he heats the oven and his wife does the baking. Because if he's got to do the baking and the heating of the oven, and they were very poor, look what it means. He heats the oven, and then he's got to go and fetch the bread and put the bread in. In the meantime,
he won't have enough stuff to keep it warm.
In the meantime, he's wasting the heat of the oven. So basically, so he's got to be very careful. Another thing is, in Pesach, you've got to have two people to do it, because if you've only got one person, then you can get chometz. It stands too long. If the dough stands too long, it begins to rise. Immediately begins to rise, it's no good. Afkar nami hu masik ve'ishta ofe. Yar also, he heats and his wife bakes. Now, let us go to...
Afkar.
Yeah, also with matzah, yes. Afkar nami hu masik. That's why it's called lechem oni, the bread of poverty.
Oh, I see. So it's just treated the same way. Yes.
Same thing, you see. Right, now, yeah.
Can I just ask, what is Shmuel, that I assume Shmuel didn't know that this was specifically brought down as a brayta? I mean, Shmuel said the same thing as this brayta, right?
Yes.
So, presumably, I mean, we've learned before, I forget, it was earlier in the Gemara, that one of the Amoraim brought down a statement. And the Gemara asked, was he the author of that brayta? No, he just didn't know it, so he...
That's right.
Would that be true?
That's
here?
Same thing is here. So it can either be that, or it can be that Shmuel said something that has come down. Shmuel said it was something that came down. So the Gemara says, but we've got a source for this. The source is actually a Baraisa. Right? Now, let us do the Rashbam and... the Rashbam and first the Rashi on this, very top of the page, the very top of the page of Kuf Tzayin. Got it? The inner color. Af kan be prusto. In the same way as an oni eats a prusto, what do you call a prusto? Well, it's more than a slice. A piece would be the word. A piece. Afkan be prusto. Lavorech al achilat matzo. So he says, when we eat, now this is rather important because of the dinning of Pesach. Afkan be prusto. Lavorech al achilat matzo. To make the brocha of Arachilas Matzo. Don't forget that when we sit down to the Seder table, when we sit down to actually begin the meal, then we make each set of brochas. We first wash our hands and say, Ashek Nicholim with the Sovitzivona and Adila Shekhtoim. Then we go to the matzahs. How we, which matzah we take for the brocha, that we are going to see. But we make two brochas over the matzah. The one brocha is the usual brocha over bread, Avinti Lechem in Oris, and the second brocha is Hashem Rishonu B'Mitzvaso B'Tzivonu Al Achilas Matzo. Those are the two brochas. Says Rashi, the brocha of the Borech Al Achilas Matzo is the brocha we make over a piece and not over a whole one. Hello? We'll soon get the story. Ephraim, follow me carefully. Ushtesh lemos, my seed. And they bring two whole matzahs, mishum birkasamotzi. Mighty they bring. They bring two whole ones because of the brocha of motzi, the logora misha aliumim tovim shetzorich livtsoa al shteiki korosh lemos. Because on any other yontif, the din is that one makes a motzi on two whole challahs. So, if we've got the alachilas matzo, he's got to make on a pruso, on a piece. But you've got to have two whole matzos because the din is that on Shabbos and yontif, you've got to have two whole ones. So you've got to have two whole ones. Now, if he breaks the whole one, he's not doing it, he's making it over the whole one. So what it works out to, Hamotzi lechem in oretz, he makes on the two whole ones. Al achilat matzo, he makes on the pruso. Yeah, that's right. So we see how the whole thing works. And for that, I wanted you to bring the Mishnah Berurah. And please, I'll be very happy if in Yirtzeh Hashem next week, we do meet you next week, don't we? When we meet next week, please bring, if you can possibly do it, bring your own copy of Volume 5 of the Mishnah Berurah, because this is very important for us, and you know once and for all how to do the Pesach, and you've got the source of it, and from this Tosfos also.
It's possible that people have certain Haggadahs, maybe they have the Mishnah Berurah sections at the back.
Of the Haggadah?
Don't they sometimes put the halachos at the back of it?
I've never seen an agoda like that, but I'm assuming it's many years since I've seen a good agoda.
Oh,
pardon?
There is one which has many of the halachas.
Is that so?
Not all, but
which was
The Roman?
Please, gentlemen, if you'll just follow, please. Ustei shlemes maisi mishum birkas amaisi. De la gora mishal yom imtel vimshetzorich limtel al shtei kikore shlemes. And he breaks one of the shlemos. Now, he doesn't tell us, Rashi doesn't tell us, does he break one of the shlemos and the pruso? But obviously that's what it means. That so he makes two brochas and he's got here 2.5 matzahs. He's got two whole matzahs and he's got a half a matzah. So what he's going to do is, he makes the motzi lechem in oretz, and he thinks of the two whole matzahs. Then he makes Hashem Rishon mitzvah of tzivon al achilas matzo, and he thinks on the pruso. But when he eats it, he's got to break one of the whole matzahs also and eat it, because he's made a broch on that also. So he eats both from the whole matzahs and from the pruso. And then we will see how it works. But yeah, you've got your source of it.
Yes? It's a little bit strange then that you're eating some of the matzah that you're eating, you didn't have the bracha of matzah d'achaminar, it's kavana on that.
Yes, you did. The ability of Yechmina also on the two whole ones.
On the two whole ones.
And Arachilas Matzu is on the little one.
Right, but when you eat that little one, you should have had a, the Bracha Motzu Yechmina.
So you make it on the whole lot. So you make Arachilas, you've got Kabona on all on two and a half.
Right.
It doesn't do any harm.
It sounds like it would be necessary.
All right, fine. Let's take it that way. Let's take it that way. Fine. Very good.
All right. I'm
you finish it and you start another level.
No. Mark doesn't mean that. Mark means that if you
I understand what he means. But at a normal meal,
yes,
you do the bracha on the loaf of bread, and you finish that loaf, you start another one, you'll do the bracha again.
That's right. That's
so the same reason what it has.
Look here, we don't know sufficiently about it yet. We're going to go into Volga. Af can be Prusa. Look at your Rashbam, please. Look at your Rashbam. Don, have you got it? Robert, have you got it there? Lance, have you got it? Af can be Prusa. Labore halachilas matzo. On the Prusa, he makes halachilas matzo. Says the Rashbam, Ushtech lemes malsinon. And we bring two whole ones, Mishuma Motzi de la Gora, Mishal Yomim, tell him, because it's not worse than any other Yom Tov. It's necessary to break over two, break the bracha over two loaves. Uvotseya, may achas me ashlemos. And he breaks one of the whole ones. Gora worse. Grey Usa Gora worse. Gorua, worse. Says a little bit further, Darko shel oni, hu masik ve ishto ofo, ve nosno miyad letanu, and he puts it immediately into the oven, keshe nigmar hesheiko, as soon as the heating is completed, she yore, because he fears, shemo itstani na tanur kodim she is dame, that the oven will cool before he has a chance to put in the dough.
Yitztanen is cool?
No, Yitztanen.
Yitztanen is cool?
Is cool, yes. It's cool. I told him she is dummy. Oskin Shneim, so both of them busy themselves. Zebe Hesekatanur. This one that is the man in heating, Vazova Esau, and this one that is the woman in the Esau is in the dough.
Is that Hebrew or Aramaic?
Esau is Hebrew. Afkan, who masik the Ishta Ofo, Yar also he heats and she bakes, Kadesh Elo Tachmit. He says, but the other reason is in order that it shouldn't become chomeis. And Rashi also says, in order that it shouldn't become chomeis. Now, it's very easy for it to become chomeis, but there's an interesting rule about this. So, has anybody ever been present when matzah has been baked? You've seen matzah baking. You haven't seen it. Now, the way matzah is done is, first of all, one goes into the mill. And a mill is real chomet. If you go into a mill, these big mills where they mill the wheat into flour, you will find that out of the floorboards, you will find growing. What is it? Little grains have fallen in between the floorboards, and it's sprouting. That's real chomet. Not only that, in a mill, the way they do it is, they take the grain, before they grind it, they wash the grain. As soon as the water comes in, it turns it into real chomet. Not only that, when you go into a mill, you can smell the chomet, you smell the sour of it, you smell the place. So the mill has got to be made absolutely kosher before you can start at all. So how is it? First of all, it's very carefully cleaned out. Then there comes the instead of the grinding stones, they've got rollers. Now the rollers have got grooves, and to get the flour out of those grooves is an impossibility, to get all that flour out. Just impossible to get it out. You can't ask them to put in new rollers. It's a terrific expense. So the way it is done, I'm telling you, the way we used to